أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين ألا لله الدين الخالص والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayats of Surah Zumar, and the surah was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the Hijrah, that is the Makki period. Hence it is regarded as a Makki surah or a Meccan surah. The word Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about towards the end of the surah, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about groups, and there's two groups that Allah speaks about, that group that will go to Jannah and that group that will go to Jahannam. Allah save us all. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tanzeelul kitabi min Allahil azizil hakeem. The revelation of the Kitab, that is the Quran Kareem, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Aziz and who is Al-Hakim. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes a very firm and categoric statement that despite whatever the Kuffar and the Quraysh of Makkah may say, and despite what all the powers of the world may say today, and anybody else that opposes this Quran, there is no doubt in the fact that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tanzeel, it is a revelation that came down to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of just about 23 years and 6 months. And bit by bit, portion by portion, this kitab came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses two qualities. One is the quality of Al-Aziz, and the other is the quality of Al-Hakim. Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. In other words, there is no one that can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from revealing any law. There is no one that can change the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that can intercept this wahi that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. There was never a possibility, wa na'udhu billah, of this message going to any other person but to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it was never possible that this message was intended for anyone else but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was all the might and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that this message is 100% accurate. There is no addition to this message. There is no subtraction to this message. There is no adulteration in this message. There is no contamination in this message. This message had never been diluted. And all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows in this one quality of Al-Aziz and then Al-Hakim. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He sent down this message, if you look at the kings of these days, you look at the rulers of these days, they have a little bit of power, just one drop in the ocean of power, and they will want to use it for their own whims and fancies against the commandments of Allah, etc. But despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz and all-powerful and almighty, whatever command, whatever ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in this Quran Kareem is filled with wisdom. Sometimes we may understand this wisdom of Allah, sometimes we may not understand this wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for us to have this perfect yaqeen that every command of Allah Rabbul Izzat is filled with wisdom. Inna anzalna ilaykal kitaba bil haqq. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates in a different way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly we send down to you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kitab, the Quran Kareem, bil haqq, with the truth. There is exact truth, 100% truth. There is not an iota of deviation from the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed in this kitab Kareem, and that leaves absolutely no room for any doubt whatsoever with regards to this Quran Kareem, and hence because of this, فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, ibadat is not only in our masjids, ibadat is not only on the musalla, ibadat is not only with our tasbih, or in Makkah Mukarramah, or at the time of Maghrib, but ibadat is an entire 24-hour daily cycle. Everything we do according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we would do it, mukhlisan lahu ad-deen, purely and sincerely dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word ad-deen, one deen means the deen of Islam, for example, religion. One deen, maliki yawmiddin, it means a reward or an adhab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saza or jaza, retribution from Allah rabbul izzat. And one meaning of deen is to do something only and purely dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make Allah's ibadat. Ala lillahi deenul khalis. Listen, behold, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full dedication with full sincerity. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the statement, and we find that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one person once came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that person said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, there are deeds that I carry out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give charities, I help people, I assist people, and this I do only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. But sometimes the thought comes that people should know about it. And hence, what will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verdict with regards to that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only that which is done purely for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then he read this part of the ayah, Ala lillahi ad-deenul khalis. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.